Our speaker today is Jeff Hood. I have a lot of admiration and respect for Jeff. He's been part of my life for many years now. Our birthdays are close together, a couple days apart. We're both interested in rafting. He's much more of a builder than I am. He's a poet. Jeff's talk today is Roses and Thorns. It's been a common myth in my privileged, puritanical Protestant upbringing that we learn and grow much more from the thorns in our lives than we do from the roses. If it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. Whoever went to a therapist to work on how wonderful life is? We go to thrash and cry and feel it, thinking that it'll help us be happy. I've spent many productive hours in therapy, but I always assumed there was inherent value in wearing the thorny crown. I want to challenge that old myth and learn to celebrate the roses in life. Jeff Hood.
Hi. This is going to be one of my explorations, and I'm just inviting you to join me. One of the guys in my men's group the other night suggested that we learn a lot more from the thorns than we did from the roses. At first, I nodded my head, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. I don't like that anymore. I got to thinking about the flowers, and do we learn from them? Do we deserve them? Or are the real lessons the ones we hurt from? And do we deserve that? So I want to explore this word deserve, because I think it gets in the way of the flowers, of appreciating the flowers. My assumption has always been that you got to suffer to grow. And I think, I don't know about you, but the Judeo-Christian milieu in which I emerged supported that. I'm not a Bible scholar by any means, but I looked up Matthew 19:24. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Yikes. Yeah, so that Judeo-Christian myth of you got to work hard and you got to suffer for it. And look at Jesus. He died that excruciating death wearing a crown of thorns. You got to suffer to get into heaven. So having grown up in that myth, nothing ever comes easily, and the harder you work, the better life will be, and that people who don't work are clearly slackers. Part of my disdain for Donald Trump is that I doubt that he has ever changed a light bulb, much less picked up a hammer or a shovel. So I want to challenge that myth, because I don't think it's serving me anymore. I've spent years in therapy thinking that the tears and the anger, that was where all the juice was. Much more productive than laughter. And I'm no student of religion, so I checked in with Bill, and I asked him this morning, did Jesus ever crack a joke? And he assured me, and had quite a couple of examples in which he did, but I never heard that. Never heard it, never even realized it was possible. So it got me to thinking, well, who wrote the Bible that I was taught? And what were their motivations? Well, it was to keep me working hard and suffering, which is quite different from people like the Dalai Lama, who is all smiles and glitter and full of laughter, including the suffering. The Four Noble Truths of Buddhism are all about suffering, how we can grow through it. What about the flowers? What about the flowers? How do I even acknowledge the blessings of my life, much less feel good about them? And how can I celebrate your success without thinking that you've sold your soul to Donald Trump or the devil, as it were? And none of us will ever fit through the eye of the needle, clearly. And yet, I find myself having the time of my life up on my farm, admittedly working my ass off, but life is great. I've got the best dog in the world. I've got a wonderful partner who can hike my legs off, who lives in Wyoming. Somehow I've got enough money to keep improving my farm. I get to swim in the river anytime I want. What could be better? But how can I possibly deserve this? Deserve is the word here. Have I done enough to earn it? The word deserve gets my guilty Christian attention every time. Do the Somalian refugees who are got themselves into a boat to cross the Mediterranean that sinks in the ocean deserve their fate? Did the slaves in America deserve to be taken away from their families and brought here and sold on the block away from their families? Does Elon Musk deserve to have his own rocket ship? So deserve, I looked it up, to merit, be qualified for, worthy of, or have claim to, reward, assistance, punishment, etc., because of actions, qualities, or situation. Let me read that again. Deserve, to merit, be qualified for, worthy of, or have claim to, reward, assistance, punishment, etc., because of actions, qualities, or situation. I don't know about you, but that carries a lot of judgment in it for me. Do I deserve to live on my farm the way I do? The question bypasses the fact and goes straight to judgment, which goes straight to suffering, no matter how you're judged. If I say, yes, I deserve it, then I'm still judged, and I get to suffer about that. Have I earned it in some way that the Somalian refugee has not? No, I haven't done anything in particular that Somalian refugee hasn't. Then is it luck that I was born an Anglo-Saxon male in America, that I got educated, that I managed to stay heterosexual, that I got financial support from my middle-class family, that I have access to health care, and on and on and on? Yikes. Do I deserve all that? What happened to the suffering? How am I going to get into heaven? So I looked up the origin of the word deserve. Latin, deservervire, deserve. And here's what the old Latin has to say about it. To serve well or zealously. That is, with great energy or enthusiasm. Deserve, to serve well or zealously, that is, with great energy or enthusiasm. That puts a different slant on it. Do I deserve, do I serve with enthusiasm my farm, my dog, my sweetheart in Wyoming? Do I serve them? Do I approach that with great energy and enthusiasm? And to that extent, I deserve it, then. Do I serve the celebration, even though I'm not here as much? Do I deserve you? Do I deserve you, holy? Do I serve you? Do I bring great energy and enthusiasm here? That's the question we need to ask. Not have I earned it. Not do I merit or be qualified for or have claim to, am I worthy of? No, do I serve you with enthusiasm? Yes, yes, yes. That's where we need to go. To the extent that I have, I must deserve the results. So here's the other thing. Have I grown up in privilege? Yeah, I have. I have. And have I served it with enthusiasm, the cards that I've been dealt? That's the question I want to keep asking myself. And how does that separate me or us from that Somalian in the boat that's going to sink in the ocean, God damn it? That's where judgment comes. And how has that woman who managed to get her kids out of a desperate situation deserve what she ends up with? It just occurs to me that we're not in charge of the cards that were dealt. I was born in America. She was born in Somalia. Who's in charge of that? I wasn't. It's how do I play the cards? How do I play my hand that makes a difference? Am I able and willing to serve with enthusiasm, with zealousness? Did Jesus live his life in zealous service? Clearly he did. Clearly he did. And yet the story that I heard was all about the grim dying on the cross with a crown of thorns. So I think we may want to recreate the image of the Last Supper. I think we want to look at that where they were eating and drinking and singing and making merry with his best friends and his girlfriend and having a great time. What do you think? You think that's possible? Do you think that's a conceivable image of the Last Supper? Yeah, of course it was. Not denying the twists of fate that life throws at us. We get it all. We get the Maserati, and we get the cancer diagnosis. And we have a choice to serve well, and even zealously, the health, the wealth, the laughter, the flowers, and the arthritic knees, and the eventual death that we end up suffering, or celebrating, as it were. Depending how we look at it. I'm going to keep using the word deserve, and I'm going to keep thinking of it as to serve zealously with enthusiasm and see what difference it makes and see if I can walk through that white, male, heterosexual privilege that I was given. I didn't earn it. I didn't do anything for that. And deserve to serve my life. So, that's all I got to say. I want to leave you with that challenge. Okay, thank you.